So Lars Bourne joins us today. Lars, thanks for coming in and spending some time with us. Now, you, let's talk a little bit about social media. What do you love about social media, would you say?
The leverage you can get, the fact that you can put yourself out there and not just speak to one person, but speak to the whole world. If you've got a message to share, if you've got something that you want to get out to the world, it's a very good way of doing that. And, you know, using leverage is way more beneficial than sitting down just like we're doing. As if you say you're coaching or you're a coach and you're coaching one person, you can have a greater impact with social media than you would if you just did it with one person.
So how did it begin for you?
I've always been fascinated by it. I think when I was a young kid, I always wanted to make YouTube videos, and I always tried to make YouTube videos. They weren't ever very good. I think that most of them were me just trying to do like flips and stuff when I was a kid. Or making camps and dens and things like that. And it was never very, I never really saw it as a career path, or never really saw it as something that actually could become my career path down the line. And yeah, I guess I kind of just fell into it by accident, really.
So tell us about your channel. What are you doing?
So pretty much my channel is based around lifestyle. It used to be based around buying and selling. Actually, no, saying that, it started around travel. When I went to Thailand, I started the YouTube channel up. I was going to document my travels and show people that you don't need a lot of money to travel. You can do it on a budget. So I started off with that. Then I kind of left it a bit, and then the pandemic hit, and I started off doing the buying and selling and sharing that on there, and how you can set up a business and how you can do this. And then it's kind of transitioned more into lifestyle, about me, because I think people were finding it hard to connect with me because I was always trying to show more about what I did. And now it's like actually taking people on the journey and more vlogging it and showing it from a sort of their sort of point of view, I guess. And that's kind of how it is at the moment.
So why do you think people do tune into you?
I guess it's that authentic thing. What I was saying before is being a genuine, authentic person, and people can actually see themselves doing what I'm doing, because I've not got £1 million. I've not got the fancy car. I've not got a nice house. I live in the back of a van. So it's just showing people that it is accessible and it is possible. And I'm just a regular guy like they are, or a regular sort of girl. It's just exactly the same sort of thing.
So obviously your life is spent in a van.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit unusual. I know you've been asked many times these same questions over and over again, but anyone that's listening to this now, how tough is it?
There's the good days and there's the bad days, like anything in life, I guess. That's a really good question. I like the way you've worded that. It's, you know, going to the toilet when you need a number two at like 2 a.m. That's kind of tricky. You either hold it in and just do your best to hold it in, or you generally just have to go and find a service station or somewhere that's open. I don't have a toilet on board. Again, same things like a shower. If I don't have a gym nearby, I haven't got a shower set up at the moment. Some days I just can't shower. Very rare, because I'm in the city. But when I'm off grid, if I don't have a shower, you can't. Doing dishes, you have to boil water up first to do them. And I've found myself taking a few chances by just using cold water now and just rinsing pans out, which is not very good. I don't recommend it to anyone. But I just take more chances and sort of, I guess I enjoy the smaller things in life that most of us take for granted, like watching the sunset or watching the sunrise in the back of my van with a coffee in there. It's just the little things like that make the world of difference, and it just really brings you back down to earth.
So we've looked at the downside of things. What's the upsell?
Saving loads of money, traveling around, meeting amazing people. Like the people you meet on the road is all part of it. Like, you know, I wouldn't have met yourself and I wouldn't be doing this if I hadn't started the TikTok and the social media and the van life. So there's that. There's just the living the simple life for me is very meaningful, and it brings me a lot of joy. I think a lot of us get caught up in all the complicated stuff of life, and we do overcomplicate our lives a lot. And I think making it simple and bringing it back down a step, so crucial. And it just brings me so much joy to know that, you know, my home's with me. Like right now, if I need anything, it's only over the road. I can go grab it.
So you were saying, you know, if you needed the toilet at 2 o'clock in the morning, you've got to upheave everything, you know, you've got to move,
yeah.
You know, which can be a ball ache.
It can be a pain, yeah, sometimes. If you're tired as well and you're not feeling quite well, it's not ideal. But at the moment, the way my van's structured is it's not converted. It's literally just a camping setup so that I can get by for a couple more days. I've got like 10 days left. Then I'm going to do a conversion, and then I'm going to have a toilet because I need a toilet.
What sort of toilet are you getting?
That's a good question. I don't know yet. Probably some sort of compost thing. I don't know if I'm going to get a toilet for number twos. Definitely for number ones, because it's too much. Like trying to find a toilet all the time, it's too much.
Now, if you'd come to me like a couple of months ago, I would have been able to get you a toilet, because my mum and dad used to have a camper van and they were selling the portable toilet, basically. You could have it, mate.
I came
a little bit too late there, but there you go.
Will.
I'm sure you can get hold of one, which is great. Or you never know, somebody might donate one to you, because this is what's happened to you, for instance, through having this TikTok channel, for instance. All these things have kind of influenced other people going, oh yeah, we could give that to him,
yeah,
as long as we get something out of it.
100%. I guess they kind of want to join on the journey, and if they can't do it themselves, they're quite happy to donate things or donate money in some cases to see me do it, so they can imagine what it would be like to do it and kind of bring them along for the ride. I think somebody's donated a kettle, which is pretty cool because my kettle was literally just packed up. The seal on it's gone and it leaks water everywhere. So I'm just having something like a kettle that actually works would be amazing.
So you don't do it for that kind of thing, do you? You do it because you absolutely love what you're doing and creating that great lifestyle for yourself.
Yeah, just simplifying life and traveling more, living outside more and living within your means. I think a lot of us, like I said, we're trying to keep up with the Joneses this day and age. It's this sort of the way the world's going. We're all trying to keep up with the Joneses. We want the new car. We want the new house. We want the holiday, the perfect Instagram life. And I do generally believe that by taking a step back and really just going back to basics and saving money and having experiences rather than all these things that you just clutter your mindset with, it's so rewarding and it's so freeing.
Because, you know, obviously many years ago, people go, right, okay, I've finished school now. I've gone to college, university, for instance, and thinking, right, I'm going to do a around the world trip. But you're doing it kind of in a different kind of way, aren't you, really, if you think about it?
It's a lifestyle choice. It's not so much of a trip or a travel or a holiday. It's more just of a lifestyle choice. And yeah, there's negatives to it, but there's a lot of positives to it. And if you can make it work and it works for you, that's all that matters. You don't have to do it for other people. I'm not doing it for other people because there's so many people that disagree. There's a load of people that agree. And there's so many people that are on the fence that think, why on earth would he do that? So I'm happy. And that's all that matters, really, isn't it?
So I've got to ask you,
yeah,
your parents, what are they thinking?
Yeah, they're supportive of it. I mean, mum's worried like crazy, which is completely normal. So is my nan, bless her. They just would be, and I wouldn't blame them, really. They're always trying to check up on me. So I make sure to call them every couple of days to let them know that I'm safe and I'm alive and nothing bad has happened. My dad's really supportive as well. He's quite sort of mechanically minded and he's quite hands-on. So if I get any problems, I'm sure he can help me. But it's that thing where they've let me just do it and they've let me crack on with it, which is the main thing. So they're very supportive and I really thank them for it.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I do. I've got a brother.
Yeah. What's he saying? You're crazy, bro.
Kind of, yeah, a little bit. But I think he also gets it because he knows what I'm like. And he's always said that he admires my sort of outlook on life of just doing stuff. And I sort of thank him for that. And what he's doing is he's working up in the corporate world, which I'm super proud of. And he's happy. And that's all that matters. You know, as long as everyone's happy, I think that's all that matters.
Do you think this was what you had in mind when you were a little boy?
Yeah, I think so. I always said from a young age when I was a kid growing up that I wanted to be... I wanted to own my own business and all my teachers thought I was nuts. They said that I'd never amass to anything, basically, which is kind of funny now. But, you know, I was naughty at school. I didn't like school. I think school's very much one way or the highway and I wasn't really geared up towards that sort of learning. I'm more of a hands-on kind of guy and I want to learn what I want to learn. And I used to sort of argue with the teachers quite a lot. But I sort of always knew that I wouldn't live the same life everyone else would because I'd never really wanted to fit in. I always wanted to stand out, but I didn't really know that at the time.
So you are standing out above these people, aren't you, really?
Yeah.
Has any of them come onto your lives or seen any of your stuff?
You'll be surprised. The amount of people that I used to work with back in Exeter or people that just know me, they jump into the lives and they're like, I haven't seen you for God knows how many years. And one of my friends was like, have you seen this crazy guy on TikTok who lives in his van? And they're like, yeah, I know him. I actually grew up with him in school or I know him from so-and-so. And it's crazy when I see names that I know pop up because to me, I'm just still me, you know, nothing's changed. Just because I've got 80,000 followers on TikTok doesn't mean anything. I was walking around Reading yesterday and a bunch of people recognised me. They're like, that's that guy off TikTok. And it just doesn't really settle in yet. It doesn't really make sense because to me, I'm still me. I haven't changed.
That's the thing, isn't it? And I think this is what everyone should learn from this and take away, that you are just that normal guy walking down the street, going to the supermarket, getting your food, whatever. But you decide to have a life in a van.
Yeah, because why not?
Yeah, exactly. Which is, you know, sometimes I expect people that are listening to this are thinking, oh, he's absolutely crazy. Oh, he's not doing that. It's bonkers.
Yeah.
But he is.
He is. And he is crazy. And he's bonkers.
But this was your choice and this is what you love about it, I think.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, and initially it was very much down to money, but I always wanted to do van life anyway. So it wasn't like I forced myself to do it. It was a bit of an adaptation from going from a convenient flat. But I do believe if you put yourself in daily struggles, you put yourself in uncomfortable situations, the growth you will get from that is unbelievable. And then things that scared you before won't. Like, I could never envision myself going, you know, doing something like this on the radio or doing a TikTok live in case I made a mistake. Like right now, I just stuttered. It doesn't matter. No. I think people worry too much about making mistakes these days. Just be you.
Totally. I totally know where you're coming from. I would love to live if, because I don't have my own home myself. I'm kind of homeless myself. Do you know what I mean? I don't mind missing that. So if somebody said to me, oh, there's a camper van over there, Rog. Do you want that camper van? I would probably go, yes, I would actually.
I'll do it.
But, you know, so I'll follow you around, shall I?
Yeah.
I'll just have my little microphone set up in the background. Yeah. So I can do this and have interviews. I could do the radio show, for instance.
Why not?
You know, it'd be a different kind of channel to you, I suppose.
Yeah,
you
why
know,
not?
You know, I might get some of your influence. I may be able to pass them on to you and all that kind of stuff. So where does this take you, do you think? Where's the next journey?
I really don't know at this point, because originally I was going to do all the conversion myself, but I've been in touch with some companies that are willing to help me now. And, you know, I think Scotland's probably on the cards at some point. I'm in touch with some other influencers that I want to go and meet now. And I guess the world's my oyster. I really don't know. I know that I've got certain goals I want to hit. I want to get 100,000 TikTok followers by the end of the month, 10,000 on Instagram and 10,000 subs on YouTube. That's like my short-term goals. And then other than that, this year, I want to be full-time content creator. So actually make this into a gig and show people that it is possible and make $100,000. The reason I say dollars is because it's more universal and obviously it's a bigger number that if you convert it to pounds, I guess it's slightly less, but I hope that kind of makes sense.
So if the world's your oyster, what would you like to do? If, you know, where would you like to see yourself going?
Traveling all the time.
Yeah.
Challenging myself as much as possible. I really want to do some talks around bullying this year in schools and things, because I was bullied as a kid growing up. So I'd love to do more around that sort of topic.
You've touched on a good point here saying that, because I think this is what's influenced you for what you're doing.
Yeah. Probably not wrong. I think, yeah, from a young age, I think people used to question everything I did, and everyone's always questioned everything I've done. But it's just showing you that, yes, a regular guy who was bullied and never had any friends, was a bit of a loner, is able to do this and completely flip his life and do a 180 and make something good from a negative. And I always try and say that, just take a positive from every negative and you'll never be unhappy in your life. And that's what I think, like you said, has probably spurred me on more to get better, to become this crazy person who lives in a van, to show people that there's another path in life. Even though I've been through hardship, I can still make something great of myself.
So then, going back to the original question, you know, where would you like to end up?
Yeah.
Anywhere in the world?
Australia's on the cards. I was meant to go to Australia and before the pandemic hit and I didn't make it. I really want to go back to Bali. And I love the idea of Cape Town now. There's so many places. I kind of have Costa Rica.
How would you be able to do that if you're taking a van?
Oh, I wouldn't take the van. So I'd probably stay around the UK in the van. I want to go around Europe in the van first. But I guess because of Brexit now, I think it's a 3-month limit on how long I can stay in Europe. Do that. Then I'll come back and then I'll probably just hop on a plane and zoom abroad and just kind of see where I end up. Basically be as spontaneous as I can and not say no as much. Say more yes.
The question is, Lars, is if you want to do that kind of trip, you need money for it.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to do some work, or are you ever really just relying on social media too?
Just going to try and build my social media. That's the reason I stayed in Reading an extra month, because I was meant to go back to Exeter at the end of January, but I decided to stay on a month because I had my container. I'll do a few flips, show a few more people how to do that, and then work on building up my social media, which is now working. And then as it pays me a bit more, hopefully that, you know, more people join along and I can build something of that to then pay for my lifestyle and then, you know, give back more, because I want to give back more essentially. Like, money doesn't interest me anymore. As long as I can fund what I want to do and inspire more, I'm sure money will sort of come my way. And that's the thing. When you do what you enjoy, you don't worry about the money. The money eventually chases after you rather than you chasing the money. As soon as you chase after the money, it's going to get legs and it's going to zoom as fast away possible from you.
I always find, I don't know about you, I always find like you've got 0p in your back pocket, for instance, yeah, and then suddenly money appears in the front pocket.
It does. It's true though, isn't it?
It's really weird, isn't it, when things happen like that. So, yeah. So, obviously, you're going to make some changes to your van.
Yeah.
Can you tell us of anything?
Are you still not sure what's going to happen? I'm not sure, because I was going to do it on the cheap. And now I think, well, if I can pull off what I want to pull off, I just want to go all out. I'm going to go from being stealth, like under the radar, to just going absolutely ham. So basically I'm going to put a massive sort of...
So you're keeping the same van, yeah?
Keeping the same van, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I need to get the clutch done because my clutch has been on its way out for the last 10,000 miles. So I'm riding the clutch. I need to get that fixed. Right. Get a few mechanical bits and bobs sorted. And then I want to put on aftermarket 4x4 tires, jack the suspension up, put a massive pimp roof it up, deck then. On. Pimp it out, yeah. Pimp my ride pretty much. Put on a cool roof deck, light bar, ball bar, you know, the whole lot, and then really kit the inside out really nice and just make it an awesome sort of, I guess, adventure van, if you like.
Oh, God. Keep it light, though.
Yeah, that's it. So lightweight inside.
Yeah, you got to keep it light.
Add some really cool mods on the outside and make it just basically stand out. Like I want to put like decals on the side and basically make it almost like a Defender, sort of Land Rover Defender type off-road van, if you like.
Thing is, you have to keep it quite discreet as well. Otherwise, you'll get spotted, won't you?
This is the thing, but I think actually I'm just going to try and go off the beaten path. And if I make it stand out, then from a marketing perspective, it makes sense to do that. So I think that's probably what
you're
I'm
not worried about that aspect.
No, not anymore. Right. I think if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. If I'm going to get spotted and seen, then it will happen.
Because you just literally will rock up anywhere, won't you?
Pretty much. Yeah, wherever I can get a space that's quiet, that's a decent, nice kit, night kit, I'll go, yeah.
I did see one of your TikToks the other day when you were parked up in a car park and then suddenly everyone turned up there and the boy racers were out and
yeah,
about.
Yeah, that was crazy. I was in the middle of a Sainsbury's car park and I was on a bit of a live doing my dinner like I normally do. And then all of a sudden, I hear all these pops and bangs and sort of music started playing. And then, yeah, about 100 and something odd cars decided to show up in the middle of the car park. And yeah, I was just stuck in the middle of a sort of car meet, I guess.
Were you frightened by this?
No, I was more concerned about the police turning up and then everyone getting in trouble and me not being able to leave because I wanted to go and sleep somewhere else. So I thought I better leave before I get stuck. So I did, thankfully, because that's when loads of police cars turned up and they were blocking all the exits. So I think I just got out at the right time.
Yeah, you did. I think you had a lucky escape there, my
quite
friend.
Quite literally.
Lucky escape. So if anyone wants to follow you on social media, go on, give us a little bit of a shout out.
So social media is, Instagram is Lars_born_. TikTok is the same. So Lars_born_. And then my YouTube is just my name, Lars Born. And then there's also a podcast. If you want to find that, it's Life on the Road of Lars Born.
There you are, ladies and gentlemen. Do give him a little follow. And thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.